Well, at the house, and Satan's really been trying to defeat me because knew I was coming here, excited to come here tonight. I'm always excited to come here. It's a joy and honor. I love this church more than anything. I love everybody here, and I want you to know that. Y'all have meant a lot since we've been visiting here. But so glad this morning. We had a good service this morning, and God bless us, and God moved in a mighty way there also. And I'm glad to know that He don't just move in one place. He moves in all the places. He's not too small or too big to go to all the churches and bless them. And I'm glad to hear that tonight. And glad you had a good service. And well, I'll tell you what. God is too good for us to sit down or complain about the little things that happen in our life. God's too good to us. Getting here and read and got a couple thoughts in my heart. I studied all week on something and had it, and Brother Roger, it's funny how I got to work that this morning they sang a song and God put a whole new thought on my mind and it hasn't left me since. So, and my prayer is that I always follow God and never get in myself that I study something and then be like, no, I'm going to stick with this because then I step in God's way, and I never want to step in God's way. I want to do what God wants us to do. And we can all get a blessing that way if we all do what God wants us to do. If it be testify, be sing a song. Do what God puts on your heart. If someone's preaching or someone's singing, God puts something on your heart, do it. Don't let Satan tell you this isn't the time. Wait a minute. The best services I've been in is when God gets control and just reigns all over the church. Preacher gets up to open the service and ends up preaching right there. Those are good services because he's doing what God puts on his heart. That's what we need. We need to be on God's service, not our service, not the schedule, not what we think needs to go on, but what God wants. That's what we need to do. But if you would turn over the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, those of you that are Bible readers, this will be very familiar to you. I know you probably heard it preached many times, just some thoughts God put on my heart. Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, and we're going to read about the 9th chapter, or 9th verse through probably the 12th verse, or the 13th. And if you would, when you find your place, if you would just stand with us and we'll read this. And if God pours something else on us, we'll praise him and thank him. And if not, we'll sit down and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. It says, then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report saying they will report it. All my familiars watching for my halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be gently ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous and seest the reins and the heart, let me see the vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evil one doers. And that's where I'm going to stop. Just give you a little thought what God gave me this morning while they were singing, and as I was reading that, and said a fire shut up in my bones. Yeah. And most of you that know that there for a while, I was trying to be a fireman, and I still do that part-time. And one of the things we studied was it was two things, a fire triangle and a fire tetrahedron, which is two little ways to understand fire. And that is that you have to have heat, you have to have air, oxygen, and you have to have fuel. That's the triangle, and the tetrahedron is that with a reaction in the middle. And what it is is the Word of God in our bones and in our soul, it's a fire that burns. And like when we were kids, we sang, if we put it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. But guess what? If we put it under a bushel, it'll still burn that bush up, and it'll shine brighter than ever. So Jeremiah was saying, I'm not going to say no more. I'm not going to do no more. But yet, there's something in me that just can't stop me. That's how we should be today. You know, there's a fuel in there, that fire, that little bit of fire is a fuel. And then the Holy Spirit comes by, and that's the oxygen. And guess what? That moves that fire. And it gets a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And as the service goes, it burns. And it burns. And we can't sit down. We can't contain it. There's nothing we can do. We got to stand and we got to move. Because David, the evil can't prevail against us. Nothing this world has can stop us. Because God isn't on our side. He has prevailed against the evil one. We have nothing to do but praise His holy name and upright and say, God is good. If we have nothing else to say, we can say, God is good. Everything that's going on around us, we can still say, God is good. And guess what? When that fire starts burning in a service and that Holy Spirit moves, guess what? That fire just keeps moving. And it keeps moving. It goes to the next person. And they might have theirs under a bushel. But guess what? Eventually that bushel will burn. And it starts moving. And one to another, we can all be blessed. You can come here saying, well, I'm just going to do. And this is probably what you can say is my go-to is I've done my due diligence. I've come to church. I did my duties. I came and sit in my pew and I did what I need to do. But guess what? When that Holy Spirit moves, that oxygen moves, that fire starts to really start to burn and starts to go, guess what? You have to sit there and cry. Even if you don't want to shout, you don't want to do nothing, you'll sit there and you'll weep and you'll cry and you'll do something because you know that deep down in your heart that there's a fire that you can't control. That's what Jeremiah was saying. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. Me personally, I'm done. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to do anything. But yet there's something deep down inside of me that says, nope, don't stop. Keep going. Amen. He was living in a time where nobody wanted to hear him no more. They were looking. On the right hand and on the left hand, everywhere he looked, everybody was waiting to see him stop. They just wanted him to shut up and sit down and just give up. And he was ready, but yet there's a fire. Because he said that word that was down in my heart was like a fiery burning down deep in my bones. And guess what? When a fire starts in your bones, you can't do nothing but keep moving. I know you've had that sleepy leg where you sit for a while. You got to sit up and move and stretch it out, get it going, and just to keep moving. And that's what it's like when the Holy Spirit moves in and gets it moving. You just got to stand up and say, praise God. Praise God. You may not shout, but guess what? He's still going to get His glory. That's what was proven right there is God's going to get His glory. It doesn't matter what we want to do. We can sit down and say, I'm not going to do nothing. But guess what? The person next to us will. And guess what? If the next person don't do it, there's a verse in there that says that the rocks will cry out. And trust me, I don't want no rock to cry out to my glory. My God is too good for me to sit down and say, I don't want to. God is good to me. Everything that's gone on in my life, God is still good. And we can all sit here and say, just like they said that was said this morning, don't matter. And what the sister Tara said, all the things that woman had been through, she still said, I've got nothing. Amen. God is still good. Amen. God is good. We should be glad to be in the house of God. We should come here not waiting for something to happen. We should come knowing that it's going to happen. God's here, coming here to bless us. We're here to worship God. Yes. During the week, Monday through Saturday, is our time to do the work. Yes. Sunday is our day to come and worship and thank Him for everything He's done for us. If He hadn't done anything for you, you got up this morning, you drove here safely, you walked in the church safely, you're sitting in your pew, you're breathing. There, just alone, is five things God has done for you today. Guess what? If you sit and count the blessing that God's done, that fire will start getting fueled. You can sit in your pew and just be thankful for what God's done for you in your life. But, Ball, God, what a blessing it was to hear this week. been praying for you. And what a blessing it is to see God touch our brothers and sisters. If he doesn't done nothing for me this week, he touched my brother. And I should praise God for that and say, thank you, Lord. You're still healing. You're still touching. You're still working in this world that don't want you. Because guess what? There's evil on the right. There's evil on the left. Everywhere we look today, Satan is trying to shut us up. Through COVID, how many churches still to this day not open? But here we are. God is too good for us to say, I'm done. I'm not going to do it no more. Because guess what? That Holy Spirit will move and say, no, we're not done yet. Yes. Not till the skies roll back. Yeah. And my father looks at his son and he says, go get my children.
Amen.
Guess what? Then I can be done.
Yeah.
There's no worrying then.
Yeah.
But we got some work to do.
That's right.
And we got too much to praise God for to sit and say, woe is me, poor me, what have I done? When we got pillars, like the sister said, that have had so much going on in their life, and they still say, I've had nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I've been so tore up lately and wonder how I'm going to go. And I look at those old saints of God that just kept pushing on and pushing on and pushing on.
Yeah.
And reading this today, what a blessing.
Amen.
I just want to push on for God. I want to work for God. I want to do what God had me to do. I may not be the best, and I may not be the strongest, but guess what? I'm that little twig on the fire that might kindle enough to make a move. And that's what we need to be. I'm nothing. I am nothing on my own. But guess what? When we all get in one accord, like the preacher said this morning, we all come in the right manner and right mind, God can move mountains. Those lost souls that we've been praying for, guess what? We'll watch them walk through this door. If they don't walk through this door, they might walk through another door, and we get the call to hear about it, that God saved my soul. God got me back in church. We just got to keep fighting. We got to keep moving. We got to keep pressing on towards the greater calling. What we're doing is not in vain. Satan will have you say, what are you doing? What are you doing? There's nothing.
Yeah.
That's the big thing right now. There's nothing. Death is it. You're done. But guess what? There's so much more better on the other side.
Amen.
And you can say there's nothing left after this, but guess what? If you die with that, I hate to say, but hell is your home.
Yes.
Because there's so much better on the other side.
Amen.
There's a great work to be done for us. We just need to keep pressing on. And Jeremiah kept pressing on.
Yeah.
Kept pressing on.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Even when we're done, God will send a little fire and say,
amen,
we're not done.
Yeah.
Just keep pressing on. We may be small in number, may have some out sick, but guess what? Where he said, one or two be gathered in my name.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
And guess what? I've said it before. You can be in your car. Guess what? If you count them up, me, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God, that's four.
Yeah.
God will bless us in the car.
Yeah.
God will bless us all alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're not alone.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never be alone.
Yeah.
So guess what? We're one or two gathered in his name.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
So even if we stand all alone like Jeremiah with nobody around, it was still him and God.
Yeah.
There were still two in one mind and one accord.
Amen.
God will move. God will bless us.
Yeah.
What a blessing we can say it's been
good
to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Satan will try to defeat us,
yeah,
try to beat us down. That fire may get dwindled way, way down until you barely can't see it. But then that Holy Spirit will come by.
Yeah.
That oxygen will come by. And guess what? You learn as a fireman that fire is a living thing. It needs oxygen. And when it gets oxygen, gets hot enough, it'll just roll. And it'll roll and it'll consume everything that it comes by without stopping.
Yeah.
That's how we can be.
Yeah.
If we just truly ask God to move in our life, we can see a great move in the church. We can see this church full. We can see this youth grow. It's been my prayer since I visited here. My kids love it here. And they said, we just want to see a youth. We want to see a church grow. And that's all we want, is to see the church grow. If we can see the church grow and blossom, guess what? They can try to push us out and say, we don't want you. There's this construction trying to push us out. But guess what? We'll be that little church on the hillside. And what a blessing we can be to the community. And they'll say, hey, we tried to shut them down, but we can't move them. We can't move them. It'll be like that tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. If we stand strong, God can move. We can see every pew in this church full. That's my prayer. Yes. To see it blossom and grow. See a youth group. See future.
Yes.
Future growth. I'm telling you what, God has got something moving. We just got to wait and listen.
Yes.
And that's where Jeremiah was. He was just, God, me alone, I can't do anything. I'm done. But God said no. And kept pressing on. Because at the end, what did he say? Praise the Lord, because he's defeated the ones that are trying to get against us. He's defeated them. We got nothing to be sorrowful for. We got nothing to say, well, God, what do I got to fight for? He's done everything for us. He sent his son to die for us. I love everyone here, and I would give you the shirt off my back to help you. But I hate to say it, there's no way that I'd set my son for your life. But my God sent his son to be beat, to be ridiculed, to be mocked, to hang on a cross. And I'll tell you what, I went and seen it 4 times when it was in the movie theater. The Passion, as evil as they can make that look, that was nothing. Nothing compared to what my Jesus went through. It was humiliation. They show him all the time with a robe around. But I'll tell you what, they hung there naked. Everything for the world to see. My Jesus, that never done no wrong, hung naked between the heaven and earth for my sins, for what I had done. How can we say I'm done? How can we say I give up? We've got something to fight for. Tomorrow is not promised. Let's just keep working. Let's ask people to come into the house of God. Let's get that desire. Let's get that want. Say, God, I can't do anything, but you can do all things. Because me on my own, I can't do anything. But he can do all things. I'm thankful tonight to be here. It wasn't much. But it's all I have. It's a little bit of fire that God put in me today to keep pressing on.
Yeah.
To know that I can't give up.
Amen.
I've got too much to gain.
Yeah.
I'm closer today than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
And if God sees fit tomorrow, I'll be closer tomorrow.
Yes.
The older I get, the more I long.
Yeah.
I used to hear the old folks say, I can't wait, I'm longing for home. And I think, I got so much to live for. And I'm a lot younger than a lot of people here, but I've lived a life where I can say, I'm ready. I want to see my children grow. But if they don't reach the age of accountability and God says, let's go on, I say, praise God. Because that's what, they're going with me. I've got 2 that have already accepted. I can praise God for that. That's another thing I got to praise God for. And I got 2 more that I know he's going to move on. But yet, guess what? If tomorrow never comes and they haven't reached the age, they're going with me anyways.
Yeah.
I still can praise God. We got a work to do. And it's not much. If you really look at the span of life, what have we done for the Lord? What did Jeremiah do? He just preached what God gave him. That's all he could do. And I know Roger can test this, but I've been in services and I've tried to preach where the Spirit isn't moving and the church don't want you. It's like spitting cotton. It's hard to get out the words that you want to say that God's put on your heart. But yet you keep pressing on. And guess what? It don't matter. You may not see it today, but that word does not go out void. There's going to be a purpose for it. You look at Jonah. He fought it. He said, they don't want to hear it. Why would I go there? You're going to destroy them. So he stayed in the belly of a whale. And when he finally gets spit up, okay, God, I'll do what you want me to do. And God said, guess what? I'm not going to destroy them now. Well, what did I do? They didn't listen. But guess what? God seen the end. God knew what was coming. Thousands of souls were going to be saved. That's all we got to know. God's going to move. We may not see it. We may not get to be participant in the final end. But guess what? God will always reign glorious. God's word does not go out void. God did not send his son to die on the cross in vain. Thousands have been saved. Millions have been saved. Billions have been saved. And there's many more to come. We just got to keep pressing on and knowing that God's going to get the glory. And guess what? After Jeremiah, things got a little worse. But then guess what? Things got a whole lot better. Because God sent his son, the Holy One, to make a way for all of us. In Jeremiah's day, we didn't have a chance. We couldn't have made it. I would have died and went to hell because I was unworthy. But now, I have a place. Because he sent his son to die for me. Whosoever. Not just one, but all. I'm thankful tonight. God has been so good to us. We shouldn't sit back and say, I'm done.
No.
Just listen and study. That's all we can do. And do our little part. And if we do our little part, God will bless us.
Amen.
I'm thankful tonight. Amen. Thankful for the service. Thankful for everything that's done. I'm going to hand it over to Brother Roger. Let him end how he wants to.
Man, we're thankful for the word tonight, a wonderful word. And how many of you feel that fire down in your bones? Isn't it a wonderful feeling to know that he resides? He's just not a God, but he's a God that resides in our hearts and in our lives. And such a powerful demonstration that he comes by and lets us know we're not alone. We'll never be alone. We have him with us to help us through each and everything that we face along this journey. And David saying, referenced that he's getting old, and I'm looking at him and thinking, son, you don't know half of it yet. Amen. But I was once young, and now I'm old. Amen. And God has been good to us all these years. And I like Sister Bonnie, and it goes with the message tonight. Jeremiah wasn't complaining because of the journey. He was complaining because of the people wouldn't adhere to the word of God. They wouldn't listen to the word of God. And they listened to the false prophets instead of listening to what God had to say. Times have not changed. We still have folks that won't listen to the true word of God. But for those of us that know God's word, we know the difference between the false word from God and the true word from God. And David, you mentioned your love for us, and we love you and your family so much today. And may God bless you and yours. in all that you do. And I know that God is not done with Mount Carmel.
Amen.
He's got big plans. I just hope I'm still here when it comes to fruition. And I say that, I'm not planning on going anywhere, first of all. But I don't know what God's plans are for me. You've heard me say this in the past. I pray that God just let me stay until he takes me out of this life. Nobody amen that. But that's my prayer. I'll leave here rejoicing with all that he's done. But whether I see it or not, I'm still praying for it. And many of our loved ones were praying for us to have the life that we have. And they're going on to be with the Lord. But you know, some of them got to see a little bit of God's presence in our life. And it just like when we pray for people and we see God answer the prayer, that fire just kindles up. And sometimes you've got to let the emotions go and just give it to God and say, thank you, Lord, for the fire that you put down in me. David's preached us a good message tonight. I appreciate it. And I, too, at times have walked out and left my Bible at the house. But Paul told Timothy, be instant in season and out of season. Amen. To know what God has put on your heart and preach what God gives to you. And God will bless you for it this evening. We're going to close with an altar prayer, if that'd be all right, because the needs are so great. And some folks might say, y'all are the prayingest bunch I've ever seen. But that's what we need. Prayer is the answer. It unlocks heaven for so many in their lives. And we're praying for all these many ones that need a touch today. For those that we've made mention of that are brokenhearted, for those that are sick, we praise him for the one that's doing so much better. And I'm praising him for all the wonderful blessings that he has given to us this day. And let's never take it for granted what God has given to us, because he's given it to us for a season. And let's enjoy it for that season of time. Would you gather with us in the altar as we go before God, praying for these many needs this evening?
God, I pray for a sick family that's at home. It's been so easy for him to stay home tonight. God, I'm thankful that he had that fire to come and bring us a word from your holy book. God, I praise you for all these others that's here. And God, I ask you to bless them tonight accordingly as well. Lord, be with our brothers and sisters that are sick and afflicted. Lord, as you walk around the hospital room or the nursing home or even there in the home where they are at, God, I pray for healing to come upon them, that they would be able, God, to feel the presence of that fire in their household. God, we pray for these that's in the very hour, Lord, of making that crossing. God, would you be with them and prepare their families, Lord, for the days that lie ahead. Go with us tonight, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement of your word that has been spoken. And Lord, we look forward to the day we can see it come to fruition. Go with us now, Lord. Lead, God, and direct us as we go to our places of abode. Get ready for a week of work. Lord, we pray that you give us encouraging words to those that we come in contact with. And Lord, that you would bless our going in, our coming out. Lord, that you would bless us in each and everything that we stand in need of. For we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Burdens that are being carried. We thank you, God, people are willing to carry the burdens.
blessed tonight. As I was praying, I thank the Lord that David chose to come by our way. He could have easily said, I got sick folk at the house, and called and said, I can't make it. But he had something down there. Let me tell the story one more time. Let me tell somebody about the Lord and about his marvelous work. And he'll go with us today. He'll go with us this week. As we sometimes, how many of you ever get down and out? Feel sorry for yourself? Yeah. Think about poor Jeremiah. And then he come to his right mind, if I can use that terminology, because the Spirit moved by his way. Don't ever give up. God is still on the throne, and he's still answering prayers. So don't give up. Keep on pressing on toward the prize of the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great week. And we'll keep everybody informed through the one call about Brother Clarence this evening. Such a great mentor to us. And as far as I know, the last message he preached was here at this church. And he sat there where David's sitting at, and oftentimes I would ask him to preach. And it's not that he didn't want to preach. He couldn't. His health was such that he couldn't. So let's lift him up today. He still had that fire. He still had a message he wanted to preach, but he couldn't. So let's lift him up tonight. And if it's God's will to take him, I pray for a peaceful hour for him to make that crossing. And that God would be with Georgie and the boys and the grandkids and bless them. So have a great week. Enjoy yourself. And be on fire for God. Let's go pray and come back Wednesday night at 6:30. Looking for God to move in the midst of our service as well then as he has this day. God bless you tonight is my prayer.